Today is June 26, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll explore how your gut microbiome, your blood sugar rhythms, and your hormonal health are all speaking the same language, and how a handful of small daily choices can shift all three at once. Here's something worth sitting with for a moment before we get into the science. Your body is not a collection of separate problems to be solved. It is a deeply connected system in constant conversation with itself. And that means you have more leverage than you might think. When you make one small, thoughtful choice for your health today, the benefits often ripple quietly through systems you weren't even targeting. That's not wishful thinking. That's what the research is actually showing us. Let's start with your gut, because it turns out that what's happening in your digestive tract has consequences that most of us were never taught to expect. Dr. Will Bolsiewicz, a gastroenterologist who has been speaking widely on what he calls the longevity edge, describes the gut microbiome, the vast community of bacteria, fungi, and other microbes living in your digestive system, as the command center for human health. And when you hear the numbers, that phrase starts to make a lot of sense. Approximately 95% of your serotonin, the neurochemical most closely linked to mood and emotional steadiness, is produced in the gut. Around 50% of your dopamine originates there too, and roughly 70% of your entire immune system is concentrated in the gut lining. So when you feed your gut well, you're not just helping digestion. You're shaping your mood, your focus, your immune resilience, your hormonal balance, and even the quality of your sleep. What's particularly encouraging is how quickly those changes can show up. Dr. Bolsiewicz points to a clinical trial conducted in Australia called the SMILES trial, led by researcher Dr. Felice Jacka. In that study, a Mediterranean-style diet produced measurable improvements in clinical depression symptoms within weeks, without medication, and the results were comparable to antidepressant therapy in the study group. Weeks, not years. Building on that, a large citizen science project called the American Gut Project found something that reframes how many of us think about healthy eating. The single strongest predictor of a diverse, thriving gut microbiome wasn't any particular diet label. It was eating 30 or more different plant foods per week. That includes fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, legumes, herbs, and spices. Every different plant counts. Variety is the signal your gut bacteria most want to receive. Now let's talk about blood sugar, because this is where so many people are quietly struggling without realizing it. Biochemist Jesse Inchaspe, who has spent years translating glucose research for everyday people, describes blood sugar spikes and crashes as the biological engine behind cravings, mood swings, and that familiar sensation of needing coffee just to get through the afternoon. In a 4-week pilot study involving approximately 2,700 participants from 110 countries, Inchaspe tested 4 simple daily habits. A savory breakfast, a tablespoon of diluted vinegar before a starchy meal, eating vegetables first at one meal per day, and 10 minutes of gentle movement after eating. The self-reported results across that diverse group were striking. 90% of participants felt less hungry. 77% had more energy. 58% slept better. And 38% lost weight, without intentionally trying to. Dr. Mark Hyman, who has interviewed Inchaspe extensively, adds a layer that most standard medical checkups miss entirely. Insulin, the hormone that manages blood sugar, begins rising approximately 10 years before blood sugar itself becomes abnormal on a standard lab test. That's a decade of quiet metabolic stress happening beneath the surface. Checking fasting insulin, not just fasting glucose, gives you a much earlier window into what's actually going on. Science journalist Gary Taubes, drawing on more than 70 clinical trials, makes the case that the type of food matters enormously, not just the quantity. Foods that strongly stimulate insulin, particularly refined carbohydrates and added sugars, may keep the body locked in fat storage mode regardless of total calorie intake. Multiple trials comparing Mediterranean-style and lower carbohydrate eating patterns to standard low-fat diets found consistent improvements in both weight and cardiovascular risk markers when refined carbohydrates were reduced. Your hormones are part of this same conversation. Dr. Natalie Crawford, a reproductive endocrinologist, describes your hormonal cycle as a monthly report card on what's happening at the cellular and metabolic level throughout the entire body. Chronic inflammation, driven by gut imbalance, blood sugar instability, poor sleep, and unmanaged stress, disrupts the hormonal communication pathways between the brain and the reproductive system in both women and men. Dr. Bulsiewicz notes that sperm counts have declined by more than 50% since 1973, a trend he connects in part to gut microbiome imbalances and systemic inflammation. More importantly, screening data shared by Dr. Don Musilam from Fountain Life found that 88% of women screened showed some evidence of heart disease, and nearly 30% had soft plaque, the most dangerous and least detected form of arterial buildup. The hopeful part, soft plaque is reversible through lifestyle change. And then there's the question of when you eat, not just what you eat. Dr. David Sinclair, professor of genetics at Harvard Medical School, describes time-restricted eating and modest calorie reduction as activating ancient cellular repair systems. He uses terms like autophagy. Think of it as your body's internal recycling process, clearing out damaged cellular debris, along with longevity proteins called sirtuins, and an energy-sensing pathway called AMPK. These systems, Dr. Sinclair explains, only fully switch on when you are not constantly digesting food. The most rigorous human trial to date on this question, the calorie study, found that even a modest 12% reduction in daily calories, that's roughly 280 fewer calories per day, produced a measurably slower pace of biological aging, equivalent to approximately 0.6 fewer biological years per chronological year. Alongside that, participants saw improvements in cholesterol, blood pressure, sleep quality, cognition, and physical endurance. And a 2024 study published in Nature found that a bile acid called lithocholic acid, produced by specific gut bacteria, may actually mimic the anti-aging effects of calorie restriction at the cellular level, suggesting your gut microbiome may be an essential partner in how fasting benefits you. One more thread worth pulling on before we talk about what to actually do today. Dr. Sonia Lyubomirsky, a happiness researcher at the University of California, Riverside, found in a survey for her book, How to Feel Loved, that 70% of people feel insufficiently loved in at least one significant relationship, and nearly two-thirds of young men feel that nobody truly knows them. This matters for physical health, not just emotional health. Dr. John DeMartini, who studies stress physiology, explains that chronic stress, defined as the ongoing perception of losing something you value, produces elevated inflammatory markers, blood sugar dysregulation, and measurable epigenetic changes at the cellular level. Connection is not a luxury, it is a health input. So what might you actually do with all of this today? Here are a few gentle starting points. If you haven't eaten yet, try making your first meal a savory one. Protein, healthy fat, and fiber. Eggs with spinach, avocado, some leftover vegetables, rather than something sweet or starchy. That single choice can stabilize your blood sugar for hours and reduce cravings through the afternoon. Add one new plant food somewhere in your day, a handful of walnuts, a new herb in your cooking, a spoonful of ground flaxseed in a smoothie. Every different plant is a vote for microbiome diversity. If 30 sounds overwhelming, just start with one. At your largest meal today, try eating your vegetables first. Research cited by Inshospe shows that the fiber in vegetables physically slows how quickly glucose enters your bloodstream, reducing the post-meal blood sugar spike by as much as 75% in some studies. A simple salad before your main course is all it takes. And after that meal, take 10 minutes to move. A relaxed walk, some dishes, even calf raises while you watch television. When your muscles contract, they pull glucose directly out of the bloodstream. You don't need intensity. You just need movement. Finally, reach out to one person today. A text, a brief call, a moment of genuine presence. Dr. Lyubomirsky's research suggests that small acts of real connection activate the felt sense of mattering that the science links to both happiness and resilience. Your relationships are part of your health? A quick note before we close. Everything shared here is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for medical advice. Please talk to your healthcare provider before making significant changes to your diet, eating schedule, or exercise routine, especially if you're managing diabetes, cardiovascular disease, hormonal conditions, or any other diagnosed health concern. Your body and your history are unique, and a good provider is your best partner in making sense of all of this. Your one simple, cost-free step for today: the next time you sit down to eat, pause for just 30 seconds before you start. Notice what's on your plate. Notice whether you're genuinely hungry. That brief moment of awareness, that tiny act of paying attention to your own body, is where self-advocacy begins. It's small, and it matters. You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.